play me a song, Mr. Jesus Christ, and try to take me back in time. Sing your sweet little truths to me so I can pick which one's mine. Play me a song, Mr. Jesus Christ, and try to bring my eyes to tears. I listen close and give it time of day, although truth changes with the years. Songs of Jesus Christ for the vagrants and for the blind, for the tax man and for the prostitutes and for me and my troubled mind. Play me a song, Mr. Jesus Christ, some new kind of melody. Show me some familiar things when combined, brand new to see. Jesus Christ, and try to take me back in time. Show me some familiar things, and I can pick which ones are mine.
Oh, yeah,
watch the end of that.
Ryan Manthey live here on Neo Rocks. I'm just going to start up. Are you recording? When are you releasing this? When are you releasing?
I'm not. I hate recording, man. I hate recording so much. I realize we're doing it now, but I'm never going to listen to it again. And see how I messed that end up right there? I don't have to listen to that again and like get like that those like cringy goosebumps that you get whenever someone does something awkward.
You messed up there?
At the very end, yeah. It was a good ending line that you didn't get to hear.
Ryan Manthey, let me take you behind the curtain real quick and tell you what we do here on Neo Rocks. Sometimes Eric and I will communicate with each other in between performances on Facebook Messenger, just talking about mic placement or whatever. I just saw a message from him, and all it said was, wow.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate the silent compliment, man.
You're welcome.
So if you saw
that means
me,
a lot.
If you saw us smiling while you were playing, that's what it was about.
Oh, I thought that was that B's definitely out of tune, man.
No, man. You've been busy.
I have been busy. It's been a crazy couple months, I guess.
You know what I think people we're gonna get to the grog shop on Saturday. We're gonna talk about Bright Winter, but you know what you seem really passionate about, knowing you personally, and of course you know following your music and watching you play, the whole dingy basement thing. For those who don't know, explain what the dingy basement is.
The dingy basement is just the venue that we kind of made. It's a DIY venue that we just made in the basement of the place that I rent. Michelle Gaw came to me about a month before her birthday 2 years ago and said she wanted to have a house party, asked if she could do it at my house. And I was like, no, there's no room in my house, so sorry. And I thought about it, and there was a lot of just junk in the basement, like a lot of dingy basements will have. A lot of stuff that's just left there from the people who rented before. And I was like, well, if we push all that crap to one side of the basement, maybe we'll have enough room for something cool. And then my brother's friend used to work at Blossom, and he stole some lighting for it and gave it to us. So we got
WJCU
some,
does not condone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, we assumed that nobody condones this. I don't condone it. It happened though, and so I have them. So yeah, we got those, and then we just kept adding things because we did that show and it was a blast. Like, we had such a good time doing that we just said, let's make this a monthly thing. And so we just kept asking more and more of our friends to play down there, and it's turned into a really, really awesome thing. We had Brent Kirby and Ray Flanagan, Gretchen Plus, play down there for the last one. We don't do any – we've stopped doing any kind of, like, Facebook promotions or anything because it's in a residential house. You know, it's not exactly a legal thing that we're doing here. We have the stadium. We got stadium seating down there that's made out of a bunch of milk crates milk crates that we found places. You know how you get milk crates. You know how those are obtained. There's nothing really all that legitimate about it, but we have a blast doing it. You've played. Right. We just passed the 80 band mark.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been very, very cool. But like I said, we don't do any promotion on Facebook or anything. The best thing that you could do is just get on the email distribution list, and we'll let you know when the next thing coming up is. It's just dingybasementgarden@gmail.com. If you send us an email, we'll put you on the list and let you know, like, when the next one is. But we don't want it to turn into, like, a frat house. We don't want it to turn into a place that people go to drink and party.
Right.
I say that being the guy who's usually the most belligerent. But like, it's a do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. We send out rules beforehand. Like, don't be that guy. And then I end up being that guy and breaking my own rules. But the goal is to create an environment where there's a listening crowd and, like, an actual appreciation for the music so that the performer enjoys it. Because the way that most of the models seem to work now, they set it up in a way that if you're a small homegrown talent, you don't have a huge – I mean, there's a lot of pressure on you basically to sell tickets to your friends. And there's a lot of pressure coming up to it. There's none of that here. You get 20 people in the basement, it's pretty crowded and it's fun and people are listening. So it's an environment that has the performer in mind more than the audience. And that's what we try to foster there.
And that's, you know, and that's from my perspective, seeing what you're doing, that's really the attitude that you're taking with your open mic on Thursdays. And then the concert that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit on Saturday, the Dingy Basement presents at the Grog Shop this Saturday night at 8 p.m. But you're also doing stuff with Bright Winter as well.
Yes, the Bright Winter Music Festival, presented by Cover My Meds this year.
And we're going to play a song here from one of the headliners at Bright Winter, but why don't you touch upon what day it's going to be this year and what's going on?
February 18th from 3 o'clock till, I believe, the last band will end at 2 o'clock in the morning. We're basically taking over the West Bank of the Flats, closing down a couple streets, putting some outdoor stages out there, and showing Cleveland the bands that came from them during a time where most people would never go outside. We're trying to give Clevelanders a reason to go out, like, hey, look at all these artists and quit whining about the weather. Go outside.
And how many artists altogether?
40.
Wow.
40, and that's just the music side. I know, it's going to kill me that I can't rattle them off the top of my head. I know we're partnering with some art studios to activate 3 of the tents with some very, very, very cool installations. I know Tiki Tundra is one of them. The other two are slipping my mind right now. I wish I had them in front of me.
Dayglow Experience.
That's it. At
the Luminous Winter Luau. Frozen Fiesta. Northern Kaleidoscope.
That's it. I'm glad you have it pulled up.
pulling up the website just to see how much is all going on. This thing's really grown, really becoming huge.
It is. Especially after last year, we had that incredible 60-degree day. It was like God just decided, hey, you know, we're gonna give Cleveland a break. And it was incredible last year with the Mowgli's headlining, and just to have so many friends and people that I know that are playing this, it's personal to me too. So I this event is very, very cool for Cleveland and for me personally.
So who's headlining this year?
The Lighthouse and the Whaler.
Do we want to hear something from them now?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Here's Lighthouse and the Whaler, Venice, on Near Rocks.
In your eyes, I have seen all the feeling and the rain. And death is cold, death is sure. Why don't we all fall in love?
House and the Whaler, they will be headlining Bright Winter February 18th down in the flats on the West Bank. That track was Venice, again, headlining at Bright Winter.
And if you want to see the entire lineup for Bright Winter this year, go to brightwinter.com. They have all the bands and all the information on there.
And that's Bright spelled B-R-I-T-E.
Just because they're trying to be tricky. You've got an awesome. You're about to play a. This is one. This is my absolute favorite song of yours.
Oh, cool!
But
man.
I feel like it does need some kind of setup.
I know every time I play it, I feel like I got to talk a little bit about it beforehand, just because like if I like, there's been a couple times where I've played it for someone, they're like, "That's kind of cool." I feel like you're going somewhere with that, but it's about. I used to work in an office, so when you work in an office, you spend a lot of time pretending to work. In office. I mean, you're in front of a distraction machine. The internet's there. Literally anything you can ever read about ever or watch is right there. And I was just perusing articles on Reddit, and this one about this guy who bought a house across the street from this cliff came up, and I was reading it. He bought this house. He lived there for like 40 years. And like a year after he bought it, he started realizing this really disturbing trend. It was this cliff that people would go to, and it was really like a very popular place for people to just jump off of and kill themselves. And this is his front porch. He just looks over at it, and there's just like this is happening monthly almost. So he made it a point, rather than just move out or just keep letting it happen, every single time he'd see somebody who was just there by themselves, he would go up to him and just have a conversation with him. And he ended up saving upwards of 400 people from themselves, who just said afterwards, like, yeah, I came there to kill myself. And just talking to him calmed me down, and like it was better. So that guy's name was Don Ritchie, and No Folk Singer had a song about him. So I thought that I was going to jump on that before somebody else did, because that was way too cool of a story. So this song's called Don Ritchie. It's about him. Don Ritchie didn't know what he got himself in when he bought that house with the view. He just liked the sound of the waves crashing where the cliffs bottom at the ocean blue. But the waves weren't the only thing crashing on the rocks at the bottom with the boat's wake. Oh, he soon found out it's where sad people like to make the last jump they'd ever make. Don Ritchie had seen some things in his day when he fought in the Second World War. Oh, he came back home from service, saw those things he'd never seen before. Don couldn't tell you what was going on inside those strangers' heads. So he made it a point just to listen to all the things his lone visitors said. He'd say, come sit on my porch, kid, and share this view with me. We can sit in silence and watch the sun settle while I hope it's not the last you see. We can sit and talk about anything that you might have on your mind. But I'd like to help if I can share the load. Lay it on me while you unwind. Well, the years passed by and more people came to the last place they ever planned to be. Well, they would walk to the ledge, then into Don's house and back home after a cup of tea. And the more time passed, the more people went home after talking to Don for a while. And you know he never saw money for it. He found treasure in those strangers' smiles. He'd say, come sit on my porch, kid, and put away your bravery. Though I can't solve all your problems, I've got some homemade tea. We can sit and talk about anything that you might have on your mind. But I'd like to help if I can share the load. Lay it on me while you unwind. Don's gone now, but some people are not, cause he was in the right time and place. He proved all that you need to save a life's a conversation with a smiling face. He said it's just a part of living, it's just what anyone would do. Oh, that unsung hero deserved a song, so Don, this one's for you. Said, come sit on my porch, kid, put away your bravery. Though I can't solve all your problems, I've got some homemade tea. We sat and talked about everything that I had on my mind.
He was there to help, oh, share the load. I laid it on him, I could unwind.
Yes.
Modern Electric, they'll be playing Bright Winter 2017, February 18th, down in the West Bank of the Flats. Check out brightwinter.com for more information about that festival. How many years has Bright been going on now?
I believe this is eight.
Eighth year, wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, you're playing a show this weekend.
Yes, yeah, we're doing a Dingy Basement Presents at the Grog Shop on Saturday the 11th with Mr. Jason Patrick Myers here, Michelle McBride, myself, and Miss Macy and Lope Daddies are headlining that. Other than Jason, I believe these are people without actual EPs out. We're trying to keep it very. I don't know what the word is for come and discover this.
So what you're saying is some recording engineer should come and record it live.
Actually, that would
all have their
music. That would probably
music.
Kill many birds with one stone. Yeah. And you could probably sell it back to us, too. If a recording engineer wanted to come, that would make a lot of sense.
Well, you had a cool story off the air about Miss Macy and the Low Pay Daddies and how you found them.
Oh, yeah. That was actually – that was more a Michelle Gough thing than me. But when we were talking about who we wanted to play in the basement, when we're just like, we can get anybody that – like, who do we want to ask to play in the basement? She brought up Miss Macy and the Low Pay Daddies, and they were actually – she found them while managing a stage for Bright Winter last year. They were busking outside. And as she was walking by, she's like, oh, my God, those are some awesome songs.
Way to edit yourself, by the way.
What's that?
Way to edit yourself. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been cognizant of that. But, yeah, they just this is a group who just shows up busking around events. They played at my stage on for Ingenuity Festival, not because I booked them, but just because they showed up. And there was a half hour of like nothing going on just in between sets. So I was like, yeah, you guys can play. So they set up, they played there. And then as soon as they were done, the next band went on. They just went and they busked somewhere else at Ingenuity Festival. They're something to see and something to listen to. Both Michelle and I are pretty big fans of them when we get to see them live. So we're really excited about them headlining, and I'm excited to open for them. I'm also excited that I get to play the Grog Shop. I've never done that before. It's just that's a stage.
Is it your first time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, very
cool. I don't
cool.
play out that often, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's really cool. When I was a young, angry kid, I remember seeing Brand New there, and that was just like the coolest show in the world to me. And ever since then, I was like, the Grog Shop is the place. So this one's cool for me.
Well, doors are at 8 p.m. on Saturday, correct?
9. If I'm going off the Facebook invitation.
Well, either way, I'm going to walk the 300 feet there, so I've got my own backstage area right down the road, which I want to thank you for.
Oh, do you live right there?
I do.
All right. We can hang out beforehand, man.
Come on over.
I'll practice.
Come on over. Have a beer.
I still don't know what I'm playing.
Absolutely. Grab a beer. Some chips. I got chips.
Cool. Yeah. I like those. What kind? You got barbecue chips?
I do the weird salt and vinegar. I love salt and vinegar.
Okay. If you ever mix them and barbecue, that's what I used to do in high school. That's...
Well, I'll tell you. If you come over, we'll go to Mark's and grab something.
We'll grocery shop. Yeah, all right. It'll be a cool bro date.
Where can people find out more about you online?
I don't know. I guess friend me on Facebook, probably. Just Ryan Lawrence Manthe. I still got my middle name in there. That's it. I think I got a SoundCloud. You can look me up on SoundCloud, but
you know what I really want to do? Eric and I were talking while you were walking out there. You're really good. Okay. I keep saying this. You're really good. And don't give me that face. What I want to do is just get RyanLawrenceManthe.com and I'm just going to and make it so that you have no choice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to get RyanLawrenceManthe.com and then just be like, all right, hey, man.
No.
Just upsell it to me.
Pure purposes, because I love you, man. And I'm glad that you were able to come by today finally.
I am too. This has been a blast. I really like I always like doing radio, and it's really cool to be doing with the pal.
Well, anyone who comes out on Saturday night can talk salt and vinegar chips with you along with music at the Grog Shop. Doors, I believe, I just looked at the site, said 8, but whatever. You want to do another tune here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do one. Actually, nah, I'm good. Yeah, this song's called You Can't Be in Love and Wise.
Checking his phone often, more than he'd like to admit. You ask him questions, get half answers, because he sees no answer fit. He's got his head in the clouds now, and they're clouding up his head. They take the shape of big ideas that just remain unsaid. Oh, his brain and his soul are fighting, we're trying to compromise. 'Cause a smarter man than him once said, you can't be in love and wild. Thank you. Yeah, she's got him under the table. She don't know the strength in her grip. She reads his face like a postcard sent from a routine trip. She makes out like a clever thief, chipping chunks of his heart away. Take it tiny piece by piece. You call her out, it's just hearsay. Off guard sleeping, she found him. She caught him by surprise. Now he is pissed off while he's beaming. He knows he can't be in love and wise. Made a promise in front of a preacher, meant only when it was made. You only want the things you can't have. It was appealing when it was forbade. Now from the top she's frowning, she chased life's laughing lies. Oh, she knows but can't articulate. You can't be in love and wise. Happening quickly, he fights the fast, furious fits, spinning smiles, scraping scapegoats while trying to keep his wits. He laughs while he's crying and yells angrily when glad. Makes a three-course meal, then throws it away and hungers for what he could have had. And now she beckons from his brain room as she bats her cold, deep eyes. In the back of them, you can read the words, he can't be in love and wise. Elated and encouraged by this young people's ideals, ignoring jaded experience who says those things aren't real. Or leave the room, you old poet. Oh, we have no use for you. When you still thought you could change the world, you could have, but what ensued? Oh, you switch sides, you traitor. Well, tell me how it feels to know that you gave up on all the things you knew were real. But there's wise words in your ruse, and there's truth left in your lies. But I still can't tell when I hear you say you can't be in love and